four wheels now, not two. Also, the throaty hum of a V8 engine and a whole different projection of American power in the world. Those are the ingredients for this week's Sideways Glance, our regular look at stories that make us do a double take. The world's Clark Boyd puts the pedal to the metal.
I'm 16. I've just gotten my driver's license, and my grandmother has just decided to get rid of her car, a fire engine red 1967 Ford Mustang. Now, the smell of grandma's cigarette smoke still clings to the inside. The car's only got about 10,000 miles on it, and the keys are handed to me with the curt warning, "Don't wreck it." I insert the key into the ignition, turn it over with visions of Steve McQueen and Bullet running through my head. With a Mustang, you fall in love with the sound first. And growing up, I never dreamed that my lifelong love of Ford's pony car would be shared overseas.
V8, we love the V8 sound and the engine. It's a 50-year love affair.
Tord Jonsson is from Malmö, Sweden. He fell in love with Mustangs as a teenager back in 1964. He bought his first one, used, in the late 70s.
I bought a 66 fastback, and I still have it in my possession.
Jonsson's fastback has been joined by two others. He's also the chairman of the Mustang Club of Sweden, membership 3,000+. Jonsson's not a casual fan. He traveled to Barcelona last week to see the unveiling of Ford's 2015 model. The company did the reveal in six different cities around the world on the same day. Australia, China, and Europe are expected to be major markets. It's part of a serious global push for this most American of cars. The Mustang hasn't been sold directly to overseas buyers since 1979. And the sales pitch to the global audience? This Mustang is more Mustang than any other Mustang. Here's Ford's chief design officer, Jay Mays, introducing the 2015 model.
If you look at this silhouette, what you see here, it's a bloodline, and it runs back and courses through the veins of every Mustang back to 1964 and a half.
Bloodlines aside, though, is there really global demand for a gas-guzzling American muscle car? Well, Jack Ricks is news editor for Auto Express magazine in Britain.
It's interesting, the Mustang is probably the best-known and best-loved car that's never really been sold here officially. So there's lots of sort of well-meaning for it. Everyone's looking forward to it. It's a great story.
People don't drive a car, they drive the story. This is America. This is Hollywood. This is Steve McQueen. This is Bullet.
Clotaire Rapaille is a marketing and branding expert with long experience working with brands like Chrysler and GM. The key for Ford overseas, Rapaille says, is to fully embrace its Americanness.
People around the world are confused. So many choices, so many things. They're confused. So what do they want? They want a strong identity.
To be clear, Rapaille's not working with Ford on the 2015 Mustang. But he's willing to offer an opinion on why it might sell outside the U.S.
The problem is most of the American cars have become too Europeanized. They look like European cars now, and they try to compete with European cars. So they lost some of their identity. And what is crucial here for the success of the Mustang is to preserve a strong, strong identity. People aren't going to buy the Mustang if it looks like something else.
And does the 2015 Mustang fit the bill? Again, Jack Ricks of Auto Express magazine.
The looks, yeah, it's got the looks. Whether people will put their hands in their pockets and buy one is another thing.
Ricks notes that the V8 model might only get you into the teens in gas mileage. But Ford is making some modifications. It says it will offer a version of the 2015 with a smaller EcoBoost engine. That might be some comfort for places in the world where gas tops $7 a gallon. Not that Clotaire Rapaille thinks anyone's brain will actually want an eco-boosted Mustang.
The Cortex is always want to be safe and secure and good guys mileage, but my theory is that the reptilian always win. You want to be the reptilian brain. You want to be powerful, muscle, strong, bigger.
So just remember what your lizard brain is telling you when you find yourself standing in a Ford showroom next year. Oh, and as Grandma always said, remember to kick the tires. World. I'm Clark Boyd.
If you've got a story you think deserves a sideways glance, let us know about it at PRI.org or tweet your idea using the hashtag #YourWorld. This is PRI, Public Radio International.